Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The radio home of the Buffalo Sabres. WGR Sports Radio 550 and WGR550.com. Sports Update.
Okay, the Sabres road trip out west continues tonight when they face the Vegas Golden Knights at 10 p.m. from T-Mobile Arena. You can catch all the action on MSG and WGR 550. New addition Dominic Cahoon practiced on a line with Marcus Johansson and Jimmy Vesey. The Sabres won the first matchup of the season in the series back in January. Vegas enters tonight winners of seven straight, as Paul Hamilton mentioned here on the Instigators. William Nylander scored the tie-breaking goal in the third period as the Maple Leafs beat the Panthers 5-3 last night. Toronto now leads Florida by 4 points for third place in the Atlantic Division. Auston Matthews scored his 44th goal of the season. A very emotional night for Bobby Ryan in Ottawa last night. He scored a hat-trick in his first home game since returning from an extended leave to enter the NHL and NHLPA Player Safety Assistance Program, citing admitted issues with alcohol abuse. And the Senators topped the Canucks 5-2. And this hat-trick was huge and a very emotional night for Bobby Ryan and the fans and his teammates. The Rangers scored 4 goals in the third period for their 9th straight road win. It was 5-2 over the Canadiens. New York has now won 5 straight and 9 of 10. Tune into One Bills Live from noon to 3. The NFL Combine in Indianapolis, where Murph and Tasker are. Today's guests include NFL Network's Bucky Brooks and Kim Jones, NFL's Greg Cosell, and Senior Bowl Executive Director Jim Nagy. Alabama wide receiver Henry Ruggs III flashed rare speed at the NFL scouting combine Thursday night, but he didn't quite get the record he had hoped for at Lucas Oil Stadium. Ruggs, considered one of the fastest players available in this year's draft, said this week he wanted to set the record for the 40-yard dash in the event. He officially ran 4.27 to 40, fastest among the wide receivers in this year's class. Back to the Instigators with Paulie Hamilton here. Rivs is snowed in out in Clarence. Marty's in Vegas. Tough life for those guys. Do you watch any of the combine?
I do not know.
I was watching some of it last night. The quarterbacks, amazing. It's amazing, these guys. I'm more impressed by the receivers. Like, these quarterbacks can launch the ball. They have no pressure. But the receivers are running down. They're running these routes. And these guys have to actually catch the ball. Right? Like, they're not just a target for the quarterback. So they're diving for the ball. And I don't know if you've ever been out on the turf out here, but it's not comfortable. Like, I go out there and kick the ball with my little guy sometimes, and I'm rolling around in the ground, or I'll fall, and you're like, you got the crushed rubber, and it's hard, and these guys are sliding with, like, spandex on and reaching out, like, no elbows, nothing on their elbows. And anyway, it's incredible. It's awesome to watch, too, because, you know, the NHL Combine is so different than the NFL Combine because, you know, the guys are doing the fitness testing. They're not actually, like, on the ice. Wouldn't you like to see guys on the ice? Like, a skate test?
Well, the way they look at it is – they've been scouted on the ice 100 times. So that's not what they feel. The NHL Combine, the biggest thing is the interview process more than the testing. The testing, most of the GMs aren't even there for. They've already gone home. But they're there for the interview process to be able to interview players and talk to players.
Some GMs like to sit and wait and watch.
Very few.
No, I'll agree with that. Very few. But Kevin Cheveldayoff? Kevin or Tim? Tim Cheveldayoff was a goalie. Kevin Cheveldayoff is the general manager of the Winnipeg Jets. And Riv and I were at the Combine. It was the year that was it Line? No, it wasn't Line, eh? Was it the year, his year? Sergachev was there. Anyway, we were down there. We've been down there every year. But they can tell a lot. And we asked him, we're like, what do you watch? Don't you just wait for the numbers? And he said to us, I like to see the guys, how hard they dig when they're doing the wind gate or the VO2 max or, you know, the sprint test. And like you can see, and I'm not the perfect guy. Okay. Like, to comment on, like I worked hard, but I mean, there are guys that worked way harder and they dug so much harder than a lot of other guys. And scouts and general managers, they can see that. And like, I think you can go there and be in shape. And I think all these guys are in shape, but I feel like there's an element to watching and seeing how a guy digs into the bike or what his reaction is to his results too. Like, I think, you know, Craig and I talk a lot about body language, and I think there's a lot of body language. You talk about the interview process. Body language is probably on display in that one.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever hear the story about Kawhi Leonard where I can't remember, I don't follow enough NBA, but I read somewhere Kawhi Leonard, and I can't remember the name of the general manager. I don't know what he was picked, but he wasn't number one. And he's obviously turned into an unbelievable superstar player, not just what he did with the Raptors, but before mm-hmm. that, and what he's doing now. And they said he was sweating too much in the interview and that he couldn't handle pressure situations.
Some people just sweat.
Well, Brian they didn't Campbell. Take into account that these meetings were in Arizona and it was 100 degrees outside. And he's in a suit, mm-hmm. right? And some people do just sweat. For example, Brad May in Tampa Bay in the broadcast a couple years ago. I mean, he's not
right
even,
through his suit.
He's
coat.
Not here to defend himself. But I mean, come on, you can't be going light gray in Tampa. You're going to show all the pit stains. But anyway, mm-hmm. Yeah, they said that he couldn't handle pressure moments, that he would buckle under pressure. And here he is. He's like proven to be one of the least best pressure players we've seen in the last few years, maybe in sports. But anyway, just talking about the NFL Combine. Sabres tonight in Vegas, 10 o'clock puck drop. So enjoy that one. 9:30 Buick Sabres game night.
I don't enjoy 10 o'clock puck drops.
No?
No.
Are you not a stay-up-late guy?
I can be, but I just by the time – well, lately I'm not, no, since I was out for 4 weeks. I actually was in bed by 10:30 last night. But,
beautiful thing.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing.
So
if I'm not in bed by 10, I'm waking up on the sofa by 2:30 and going to bed. That's mm-hmm. like my – that's my – that's the bad habit.
I was trying to watch a movie on TV, and after the fourth time I rewound it, I'm going, what are you doing this for? Why don't you just go to bed? Just because it's 10:30, you don't want to go to bed? So I turned the TV off and I went to bed. But
tonight will be that night. I want to make it through this game, but sometimes like the Sabres haven't given you much option. You know what I mean? It's kind of like, eh, I'm gonna check
well,
out.
Well, if
of
I
this
fall
one.
Asleep tonight, Brian
Three
Cozy
minutes
will,
into the second,
he'll be kicking me since I'll be in studio with him.
Oh,
so,
are you going to do the post game stuff there? In the
yeah.
Have fun with that, Hammy. Yeah. That'll be so. You're going to bed around 3. Here's something you'll talk about after the game: the Sabres penalty kill if they do end up going to the box. How do the Sabres improve their penalty kill? I wasn't a penalty killer, so I penalty killed in practice, but it was basically just as like a you're just a standing mm-hmm. there to kind of just be in the way, you know, like Petey, you stand here, so if Kotalik hits anybody with his one timer, he's hitting you, and odds are you're not in tomorrow, so you're the best guy to take him away. But I don't know if you completely change up the personnel, change up the way you're killing penalties or what, but the Sabres got to be better on it. What are they, last in the league?
Yeah, they're last in the league, and I think they have to be able to identify where the dangerous area is and the puck is going to be go. I think once they do that, because the system isn't too much different, even though it's a different coach, the system really isn't all that much different. But there's too many open guys that, you know, and – There have been games where they haven't gotten the big save. You know how the old saying is your goaltender has to be your best penalty killer. And I'm not saying every time.
No, I know.
I'm not saying every time, but there are times they don't get the big save.
Hutton likes to swing that stick around. Eh? I know
he's
that,
done that twice now, and it's cost him a goal. It did it in Ottawa, and it cost him a goal, and he did it again last game, and it cost him a goal.
I know my place in life. Well, sometimes, but definitely when it comes to talking about hockey, and I definitely know that commenting on a goalie and his habits, it's not my place. I wasn't a goaltender.
But if it's successful, you're great. You're fine.
But
that sweep check.
It's been twice in the last
but
two
he's
games.
Missed it both times, and then you're done because you're down and you're done. You're missing that sweep check.
That was the Comfort goal. That was the game winner, I believe. Mm-hmm. Wasn't it?
I'm
going to say
remember.
I'm going to say
which
that
one
it was.
It was.
But
It was in the Ottawa one. Was in the middle of the Ottawa scoring what four goals in a row. It was one of those in the middle. I don't remember which guy scored, but by doing
goal,
that,
it was the second goal, and it was Anisimov came out from behind the net.
Okay, by doing that, he had dipped his whole body, and it was an easy goal to go up under the crossbar.
Buy, sell, trade, presented by Buffalo Sports. Go to Buffalo Sports on McKinley Parkway, where you can buy, sell, and trade new and used sports equipment. I like this one because I'm going to be bold on it. It's not how can the Sabres improve their penalty kill. We'll change that one in a second. Buy, sell, trade. Cahoon will record a point in his Sabres debut. I'm going to sell this. He's going to get two. It's going to be the win. Oh, you like that? Because who cares? Technically, JJ, that would be a trade. But, I mean, really? Yeah, okay, trade it. But,
so you traded it.
But it won't be a point on the score sheet, but it'll be the 2 points. I'm predicting that with the way the Sabres won, or the way the Sabres played the other night in Colorado, if they can repeat that same effort with maybe a little bit tighter in some areas, because I thought that was a pretty darn good game for both teams. So it was fun to watch. Mm-hmm. I think they win this game. So I'll trade it and say his point will be in the team's success, not his own personal statistical success.
I'm going to sell it because Fleury's coming off a shutout and Leonard's very motivated. So I don't think it's going to matter which goaltender that Vegas has in net. I think it's going to be very difficult either way.
What did you think of Leonard going there?
I was surprised. I wasn't expecting that at all.
Did that make you raise some eyebrows when it comes to Marc-Andre Fleury about his longevity?
Maybe,
he's been
maybe
hurt
they are
every
nervous.
Year.
Maybe they are nervous that because he hasn't had the season this year that he's had in past years.
Well, I could be wrong. I could be wrong, but I feel like he was hurt going into the playoffs. Last year, he was even a question in some games.
I think they thought, too, if we have to go to Subban, we don't feel comfortable with that. Maybe they felt they can't go on a long playoff run if they wound up with Subban in goal. So they thought, we need to be better. We need to maybe have a better goaltender in case Fleury can't go or Fleury falters.
I'm looking forward to seeing Cahoon play because you know what happens. I hope he has the Steve Bernier effect where he comes out on fire, but I hope he continues it. You know what I mean? Remember that first game Bernier played two goals and assist, I think. And you know why? The only reason why I remember that game is because I scored that night. But that I don't. Otherwise, I would have no recollection of that.
Big slap shot from the left wing, like Rob Ray.
Who did?
Is that
me?
That
oh no, Patty Coletta. Here it is. Patty Coletta with a gorgeous feed from behind the net to the slot, one timer.
Coletta was playing when Bernier played.
Yeah, it was.
I wouldn't have guessed that.
Yeah, it was Bernier.
I would have thought Coletta.
Yeah, because that was 08-09. But I'm really looking forward to seeing Cahoon play. You know, I mean, you don't hear a ton of them from around the league, but when you follow Pittsburgh and you check in on their score sheet, you see Cahoon, and you're like, who is this Cahoon kid? And then you go and you look, he's not a kid, and he came from Chicago, had good numbers there, and I would like to see him continue the success here. I think we need him to. Like, I think, like, without adding the pressure on him, this team has been so desperate for secondary scoring that any new blood that can come in and just get something going in any way, I would put more pressure on Cahoon right off the bat to provide points for this team than Simmons. But I feel like Simmons playing with Skinner, if Skinner can get going and finishing, he'll end up benefiting from that. But I feel like Cahoon would be the guy that we'd be looking for to get points. I mean, we're not just bringing this guy in as a project. He's coming into play. He has good numbers. And I mean, we'll give him a grace period. How long is his grace period? Because I kind of feel like we don't have time for a grace period. There's no time for a grace period. Mm-hmm. They have three more tough games on this road trip. Tonight in Vegas, then you go to Arizona, then you're in Winnipeg on Tuesday. Winnipeg won last night. I mean, you have, we need him.
And I felt you have nothing to lose. But it was a no risk type of a trade. You traded them for two guys that, as far as I'm concerned, I was so tired of watching both of them play here, and I thought, I agree with Ribs. I think Pittsburgh got worse with this trade, and I agree with that 100%. And
I'm not laughing. I am laughing. But I mean, I guess what I'm laughing at is just the way you guys say it, but go on.
Yeah.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm just saying it's just funny to hear.
So I don't think there's any risk in this trade at all. I think it's a good trade.
Yeah, I would have been fine if nothing came back from Pittsburgh.
I mean, I probably would have been too.
If they FedEx some, you know, couple autographed Crosby twigs for the guys at the Instigators. That would have been, we would have been more than thrilled with that return for, you know, for the, and again, like,
it, you notice the highlights for the people who are watching on TV that we just saw. How many times of the goals that we saw scored there was he around the net?
He was, a great point.
He was around the net.
That's
when
a great
he
point,
was.
Paul.
I mean, he's going to the net. I mean, every goal you see, if you're, as again, if you're watching on TV here, he's around the net. He's there to pop in a rebound or something like that. And he seems like he's around the slot, headed towards the net each, you know, a lot of times. Now, I'm not going to tell you I see him play a lot, but as I watch the highlights, that's the first thing that stuck out to me. He doesn't appear to be a perimeter player.
Cahoon had, in 82 games last year with the Hawks, 37 points as a rookie. Played in the DEL. He's 24 years old.
He'll an older rookie.
He'll be 25. Yeah. He'll be 25 in July. So he had 13 goals, 24 assists, 37 points in Chicago in 18-19. And the Hawks missed the playoffs that year. Not that, that has no bearing on Cahoon. I was just saying that, you know, he had a good year. He was plus 10 on a team that missed the playoffs. That's a good year for him. And this year, 50 games, 27 points so far, and missed some time due to an injury. Because I remember the game we watched, the 1 o'clock game, was in Pittsburgh last Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And Cahoon was on the ice for warm-up, and he went off.
Yeah, he has a lower body.
This is
his first game. If he plays, this will be his first game back with a lower body injury.
So Cahoon back in the lineup. Our buy-sell trade presented by Buffalo Sports was Cahoon will record a point. Paulie sold it. slip of the tongue. Paulie sold it. I traded it, and I said the Sabres are going to get the win. So I predict the win for the Sabres tonight. That's simple as that. Do we see Leonard tonight? Have we heard if we're going to see Leonard?
We have not heard, no.
I'm going to guess.
I bet you definitely we're going to see Leonard. And then Fleury gets a shutout. So do they want to go back to Fleury because he got a shutout? Now, that doesn't matter in the least to Buffalo's coaching staff because, when Hutton got a shutout earlier in the year, Allmark started the next game because it was Allmark's game. They don't care about that.
How did you feel about that? Did you mind that at all?
I would like to go back.
I remember we talked about that specifically. That was a big topic on our show that day.
Yeah, I'd like to go back-to-back with a goaltender at a shutout. I believe in that.
But the flip side for me, and again, not a goaltender. So
I don't remember. Was it back-to-back nights?
I don't remember.
If there's a game in between,
because
Allmark had
a shutout against Detroit, and then I feel like
he didn't get to start the next game either.
He went to they played in the Rangers, I think, right after that, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong. Or it was early in the year.
Neither one of them got to start the next game after a shutout. As I said, Kruger does not believe in that.
So here's a thought, and it literally just popped in my head. People feel like Ralph Kruger's being stubborn with Skinner and not putting him there, but he's not deviating from that thought or that plan. And he didn't deviate from his plan with goaltending until the injury. So, I mean, like, there's obviously that plan in place that he's willing to stick to.
He believes how lines should be formed. And I have no problem with him not listening to the media or the fans or anybody else. That is what he believes. That is what got him to be a coach in the National Hockey League. So in my mind, if that's what you believe in, you should stick to your guns and believe in it. And you're either going to succeed or you're going to fail on your own accounts, but at least you're going to do it your way. You're not going to do it my way. You're not going to do it Andrew Peters' way. You're not going to do it the fans' way. You're going to do it your way. And that's how he believes lines should be formed.
So I have the shutouts here. There was a shutout in Dallas. I don't know if I want to do this right now. It's going to take me a few minutes to maneuver. I'm not good with computers, eh? Like, that's one of my things.
The shutout was here against Dallas.
It was here against Dallas. Who was it? Do you remember? Was it Hutton?
Yeah,
and
Hutton.
They played 2 days later.
Out west. Yeah, no, and Allmark played that game.
And then they played in L.A., and they had a shutout. Someone had a shutout. And then I'll have to go back and check. We got to take a break anyway. Darren Dreger is going to join us at 11:30. I certainly do believe he does not care about this conversation. So we'll talk to him about the moves the Sabres made at the deadline, any rumors of Sabre trades that may have fallen through. And he's hearing Josh Anderson is done for the year. That's Riv's guy. We got to talk about Josh Anderson. Is there a trade potentially on hold for the offseason with Josh Anderson? So Darren Dreger coming up next here on the Instigators. Paul Hamilton in studio. Sabres tonight, 10 o'clock puck drop, 9:30 Buick pregame show on MSG. You can also catch a pregame show on WGR 550 with the Bone here. What time?
9 o'clock, Brian. 9 o'clock. Brian Koziel and I will
and
start
Brian
at
Koziel.
Nine
bells on WGR 550. If you could be in front of a TV or not, you can still turn on WGR 550. We'll be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We're back with more of the Instigators presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing comes close.
You're right. Nothing does come close to Fridays at 11:30. Darren Dreger, TSN Hockey Insider, joining the show right now. Hopefully you're bringing the heat. And I don't mean outside. Darren Dreger, I like the hat, sir. What is that? It's got to be a Raptors hat.
No, in fact, it's probably a ripoff, and there's probably a copyright infringement to this, but it's a buddy at West in Edmonton who has some sort of company, and his logo, which is like JP or something, is inside the Maple Leaf. So it has nothing to do with sports, and it has something to do with a company that my buddy owns.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, it has everything to do with hockey because it has a leaf on the front.
Yeah.
Right? And speaking of Leafs, really did the Sabres a favor last night. Bush League drags. Like, we don't need this. Like, the Leafs are supposed to continue their slide. Muzzin is out. They're supposed to suck now.
Well, I mean, based on the way that they played and the inconsistency of how the Maple Leafs have played, you know, it would have been a relatively safe bet, I think, going into that game against Florida last night to expect that the Maple Leafs were likely going to sag or falter, but they didn't do that. And, you know, I look back to last week's bounce back from being embarrassed at the hands of the Pittsburgh Penguins in the back-to-back, and then they come back and they arguably play their best game of the year. You know, then they lay a flat-out egg in a debacle of a game against the Carolina Hurricanes on Saturday where, you know, David Ayers, the emergency goalie, emerged as a hero for all time.
A Hall of Famer.
What's that?
He's a Hall of Famer. I mean, let's
Define Hall of Fame. And which Hall of Fame are we talking about here?
Well, in his house, he's going to have a hall, and he will have pictures of all of this, and that'll be his Hall of Fame. But his gear or sticks going into the Hall of Fame.
It is. Yeah. I get it. It's a wonderful story. There's no doubt about that. In fact, you know, we had David and his lovely wife, Sarah, in studio with us on Sunday at TSN, and that was part of his media tour that, I think it included, the Tonight Show and everything else. I mean, this guy went on absolute media circus tour over a handful of days. You know, that was part of what went on in that game versus the Toronto Maple Leafs, but it maybe was the wake-up call that the Leafs needed, not the David Ayers story, just how humbly they were embarrassed, particularly on home ice. So they bounced back. They had to, and they beat a good Tampa Bay team on Tuesday, and then they followed up with a win against a very desperate Florida Panthers team. I mean, Florida is now on the map. I mean, the Florida Panthers had to win that game, otherwise, you know, their playoff fate is in big time trouble, and they didn't respond, and the Toronto Maple Leafs did. So I'm more curious to see whether or not the Maple Leafs can not only string the back-to-back wins over the Florida teams, but if they can play the way they played last night with attention to defensive detail because of all the injuries, then I think they might show signs that the growing pains have been worth it.
If we go back to Monday, Rasmus Ristolainen, I didn't expect he'd get traded on trade deadline day, but
right.
His name's been out there for almost a year now. Do you feel or have you heard that maybe groundwork is being laid for something in the off season, or is his name just out of the picture now?
I wouldn't say it's out of the picture, but you guys know this because you cover the team so closely. What is undeniable is the fact that there's a good relationship. And maybe even a coach-player type of bond that has developed between Ralph Kruger and Rasmus Ristolainen. And so you don't have the same dynamic today that you had prior to the start of the season. And I think Ralph Kruger has done a real good job of salvaging a top-level asset here. Now, that's not to say that Ristolainen won't be in play in the offseason. We know that the Buffalo Sabres are in the market for a centerman, and they want a good centerman. Well, to get a centerman, be it in season or even off season, when there's more flexibility, you have to be willing to give up quality. And so I think that, you know, the potential of that Ristolainen involvement will be revisited in the off season, but only for the perfect fit. And that almost never happens at the trade deadline. So I'm not prepared to say that he's off the books and out of the mix entirely. I think that, you know, based on all the speculation, any team that's even willing to consider giving up this top center, not top center, but second line center that the Buffalo Sabres are likely looking for is probably going to ask for Ristolainen and perhaps others.
Darren Dreger on the line with us as he always is Friday at 11:30. He's at Darren Dreger on Twitter, TSN Hockey Insider. Josh Anderson, what kind of info can you give us on him? He's a guy that's still on our dry erase board in the back.
Well, I keep him there for a while. Yeah. You know, we haven't taken him out of the mix yet, and there's no reason to. And look, the Columbus Blue Jackets were hopeful that he'd be back in the lineup well before now. And now his season is over, and it sounds like he's headed for surgery as early as next week on a shoulder that just, you know, it won't come around. Now, is this something that, you know, he might have been able to play through? I don't know. As Pierre LeBrun reported as part of our insider trading segment last night, there seems to be a disagreement in terms of the treatment plan of Josh Anderson between the club and those close to Josh Anderson. But what I know is this: when he's healthy, and if the Columbus Blue Jackets are legitimately going to put him in play, he's a restricted free agent at the end of the year. There's going to be a list of teams that will take a crack at him. And the Buffalo Sabres should be among those teams. When you look at power forwards, power wingers, especially young available ones, there aren't many on that list. And Josh Anderson is on that list. So, you know, maybe the Columbus Blue Jackets are disenchanted because of how things have gone over the last several weeks as Josh Anderson tries to get healthy again. But if that's reason enough for them to legitimately put him on the block in the offseason, then I can assure you that there will be a high level of competition for his services.
Let me ask you this. And I don't know if you, like, what kind of contract number do you think a player like this looks for? Because last year 47 points, this year 4 points in 20 some odd games, he has one goal, obviously injured. So where do you go? Because right now he's on like what? He's on that end of that 3 year deal of like 1.8 maybe. So where does he fall into the mix in terms of salary, do you think? Like, how does it, because that would be a tricky contract for a team.
It's difficult to answer because you can't just wipe away the fact that he's had a tough year. Now, you can excuse it to some degree because when you're not playing, you obviously can't contribute. And he's not playing because he's got a bad shoulder. But that all has to be factored in. There's arbitration that can be included in all of this. So to say that, he's going to get a healthy raise, I think the only way he gets a healthy raise is if he accepts a term on the contract. Or maybe he goes for a shorter term again and just proves to whoever he's signing with when it gets traded that he's worth a long-term look. But it's too difficult to say what he might be looking for now.
Yeah, I know that. And I'm not trying to give you an impossible question to answer. I'm just looking at circumstance because he has 1 year of RFA and then he's a UFA. So, I mean, probably he'd want a short-term deal, right? I mean, ideally, if he wants to cash in and prove everybody wrong, he's going to be looking, like, I don't know if a team would want to give him a one-year deal. Like, I wouldn't want Buffalo to go and trade for him unless he was signed. Or at least have that contract already negotiated.
No, I agree with that. And look, if I were a team that was trading for Josh Anderson, number one, that you're going to have to pay a decent price to acquire this guy. The Columbus Blue Jackets aren't throwing him on a scrap heap here. They know that he's a valued player when he's healthy. So if you're willing to give up the assets to acquire him, I believe that, man, you got to be at least getting a 3-year term, aren't you? Where you're getting 2 years of his unrestricted free agency. And maybe that's short enough for Josh Anderson to say, all right, well, I'm not trying to hit a grand slam or even a home run here. I'm just trying to hit a double.
Make
a little bit of money, So what is that number? It's got to be 3 or less. And then he proves to everyone, maybe the team that he's been traded to and he signs with, even on a shorter term, that he is worth the money that he's going to expect when he hits the open market as an unrestricted free agent. So, maybe the trade-off, again, is buying 2 years of that unrestricted free agency.
Yeah, that injury, the toughest time for that injury.
It's a tough one.
For everybody, his agent, the team that he might get traded to, the player. Moving on, Darren Dreger on the line here. I don't know, Hammy, if you wanted to add to that, but I wanted to ask about GM meetings, what we might hear from there. And then after that, I have a CBA question for you, I know. Well, aren't they talking? Like, I thought I heard somewhere that they met recently.
No. And that's the extent of it, to be fair. They're meeting on a regular basis now. You know what's wonderful about this, though, from a media perspective? And look, we've all been invested in past CBA dealings, whether, Petey, it's you as a player or, Hammy and I as reporters covering this thing. I'm glad that it's kind of out of the public eye, at least for the moment. When they get to a point where talks either break off because one side isn't happy with the other side, or they're reaching a point where they're getting closer to a resolution, that's when our interest will be elevated. The good news is they are meeting on a regular basis.
Yeah.
They met a couple of times last week. I'm sure that there would have been communications, if not meetings, this week. So they're hammering away at it, but I wouldn't be putting up any sort of celebration plans at this point either. I think that there's a lot of work that has to get done, but given the fact that they're already so engaged in the process with the time that they have available to them, I'm optimistic. I think that that's a good sign in the bigger picture.
What do you think the biggest CBA point will be that they're going to, that might be a sticking point, if there is one?
Well, I think you can look at it from both sides. If you look at it from an ownership perspective, I know that there are a number of owners around the NHL that just hate the front-loaded contracts. And so many of the big boys now are getting that money up front. It's one thing to earn the multi-year extension. It's all guaranteed money. But then to get the majority of that contract in signing bonus – on an annual basis, I mean, holy smokes, that's something that most owners don't like. And really, it doesn't circumvent the cap, because it obviously doesn't. You can't do that. But it does create a system of haves versus have-nots. You know, the Toronto Maple Leafs can pay Mitch Marner upwards of almost $16 million in one calendar year because they have the resources, the cap, or the cash wherewithal to do that. I would say that a good chunk of the NHL ownership group doesn't have that level of resource. So I think that that's an area of attack from the ownership standpoint. And from a player perspective, you know what it is. They hate paying escrow. Escrow is never going away because you need it to create that 50-50 whole system. But maybe there's a mechanism that you can cap escrow at a certain lower percentage that would be palatable for the players. And then on top of all of that, you've got the international calendar. You know, we know recently that the International Olympic Committee came out and made it seem like they were willing to concede and give the NHL and the Players Association maybe a sponsorship layer at the Olympic Games, which would allow the NHL and the Players Association to use the Olympic logo, to use some Olympic video in marketing and in some sales mechanisms that they may generate. So those are all things that will be hashed out in time.
Team USA wheeling around with Chipotle badges on their shoulders. That's what they were doing at was that the World Juniors. What about GM meetings? What's going to come out from that? Obviously, backup goaltenders, but anything earth shattering?
No, I wouldn't say earth shattering. I mean, this is the meeting where, you know, if they make any tweaks, this is the meeting where they'll do that. I haven't heard of anything that's, you know, overly interesting. You know, you're always going to get your managers who are beefing about the condensed schedule and how they don't like the fact that, you know, they've got teams who are waiting in their city after they're coming home from a road trip. And, you know, that team has had a couple of days off. So you'll have that. Obviously, the emergency goaltender situation. We talked earlier in the segment here about David Ayers and the fact that, you know, he's become a hero for Carolina Hurricanes fans, but certainly a recognizable figure around the world now. You know, is there a better way of creating a legit criteria for what an emergency goalie can and has to be? You know, maybe there's a maximum age, so you don't have a 42-year-old dude going in there. Maybe there's a minimum professional criteria where you had to have had to at least play at a certain level of pro hockey or major junior hockey, if you will, or college hockey. And the other thing, and it might be most important, you know, that individual should not be employed by the team that you're playing for or playing against. And that was a big issue, I would think, for a lot of people, because David Ayers is employed by Maple Leaf Sports and Entertainment, which is the parent company of the Toronto Maple Leafs. So
it looked like he was working for them on the first couple shots, Drags. It looked like he was working for the Leafs on the first couple shots. No question.
Yeah. No question.
Do you think Department of Player Safety gets brought up, suspensions, Evander Kane's comments, stuff like that?
For sure. Yeah, and officiating, right? I mean, you can't scroll through Twitter on a nightly basis without seeing, you know, video evidence of missed calls or, you know, where, you know, a call maybe shouldn't have been made or whatever, and all of the beefing that goes along with that, primarily from media and the fans. But Stephen Walken, the director of NHL officiating, will be there front and center, as he is at every general manager meeting. And George Parros and the Department of Player Safety will be well represented. And look, they're there. And, you know, they're there to answer questions and face the music. And I think George does an excellent job of having that one-on-one time with general managers who have concerns over, you know, a comparison call, if you will. Well, how does this guy get suspended for this? And that guy doesn't get suspended. You know, he gets fined or he doesn't get anything. So those systemic presentations are a big part of it. And there'll be a business platform as well that's related, again, to international hockey. There'll be a CBA update. And I'm sure, you know, Seattle may have some form of update as well as to how things are progressing there.
Darren Dreger joining us. Last question for you. And we may have asked it right off the bat, but I just want to know, were there any trades that didn't go through, minus the Parise and Ladd one, that maybe that nobody knew about? Sabres or otherwise?
I don't think so. You know, I think the Buffalo Sabres generally are happy with what they got. You know, I provided that things go well with Wayne Simmonds in a Buffalo Sabres uniform, I don't think anybody would be surprised. Again, let's see how the next 20 go if they tried to re-sign him. I mean, they wanted size, they wanted the grit, they wanted the leadership that comes in the package of Wayne Simmonds. And, you know, Dominic Cahoon was also an interesting depth add as well. They wanted to add a piece in that 19 to 25-year-old range, and they did that. But, no, beyond the Parise-Andrew Ladd thing, I'm sure there was some smaller scale stuff that didn't come to fruition. But, you know, all the Tyson Berry rumors and all that, I don't believe that there was anything close there.
I'm going to text you my address, have your friend JP ship me a hat, and we'll talk to you next week. Thank you so much for your time again, Dregs, as usual. Great stuff, man.
All right, guys. Have a good week.
All right, take care. Darren Dreger, you can hear him on demand if you want to go back and check it out at radio.com or at WGR550.com. And, yeah, every Friday right here, 11:30. We'll be right back. Final segment with the Bone, Paul Hamilton, and we'll... Do you want to do a prediction for tonight's game, or do we already kind of do that?
I don't do predictions.
Hammy, we're going to get a prediction out of Hammy. 10-1 odds, I get you betting by the end of the show. We'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Live from the Seneca Studio, this is The Instigators.
Thank you, Paul Hamilton, for coming in today. Mm-hmm. Great chat as usual. People ripping on Riv, messaging me, saying Riv is lying about the weather. He's sick, so that's why he's not here. Because I don't know if you checked, but the weather, everybody was wrong about the weather. But I'm not going to let that one slide. I hand me that one.
I'll let you handle that. That's your fight.
Until they get it right. Until they get it right, you're
that's
in your
fight.
Yeah, you're in the old doghouse. The other thing I want to mention, Riv's text to me was just, I would kill you, and the middle finger emoji. That's what he sent me when I told everyone that I would knock his head
was
off.
Was he talking about fantasy football?
That's probably what it was. That's probably what it was. It was, I mean, that's probably that's the only thing I could imagine that he thinks he'd kill me at chess, checkers, hockey, basketball, soccer, everything. But I mean, I guess he just doesn't know how wrong he is. But I said prediction. I said prediction. Give me a prediction for the next three games for the Sabres point wise. What do you expect from the Sabres point wise over the next three games?
I felt in the eight points available, they needed to get six of them.
So they'd have
basically
to sweep this.
Basically because of having to vault so many teams. If it was just Buffalo and the Leafs, I wouldn't have said that. But with so many teams involved, you know, I normally if we were in the middle of the season or the beginning of the season, I'd say 4 or 5 points, you're fine. But with the situation that they're in, I was thinking 6 out of 8.
These are dire games here.
Mm-hmm.
This with other teams playing over the weekend, a little bit more separation last night. I know they're a game in hand, but this could be your season these next 3 games.
And you got to win them, and they had a game in hand in Denver, and they didn't win them.
But they brought the desperation. They need that same desperation tonight. We weren't desperate and brought Hammy in today. We wanted Hammy in today, and you were awesome. Thank you, as usual.
Thanks for having me.
Riv, feel better. Marty, whatever. And we're back Monday, and Brian Gionta will be in studio with us. One Bills Live next from Indianapolis.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.